Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this June 30th, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Folks, I believe that there is no law requiring the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. I believe that we've been lied to, folks. We've been deceived. We had a free country, folks, founded by the founding fathers over 200 years ago. But this immigrant from Iran, coming from where there was no freedom, thinking and believing that he came to the land of the free and the home of the brave, found himself in a nation of people who have been taken over, folks. The big banks and their corporations, their politicians, and their media have taken over. Because in America, all the money, folks, in the system, every dollar is money made out of thin air, counterfeited by the banks, and lent out to the people, to the companies, and the government at interest. As incredible as it sounds, that's how it's done, folks. Every dollar in the system is borrowed money that the banks counterfeited. And income tax is to pay off the banksters, folks. The government is a medium that takes the money from the people to the banks and also supports this usury system of banks making money out of thin air to enslave all of us. So, folks, I don't expect you to believe anything I say. I invite you to not believe me, the government, or anybody else out there on the internet. Look it up, folks. Verify it. Read it. The law is in English. These days, folks, with internet search available so easily, YouTube and all that, folks, it's so easy to look up anything and everything you want. Go online and look up Joseph Bannister. He's a student of Freedom Law School who verified what Freedom Law School and others have been saying, that the income tax system is a giant fraud because there is no law that requires you and me and the average person to file and pay the federal income tax. Here we have, folks, middle-class America is disappearing. More and more people are on food stamps. Okay, wages are not going up, folks. People can't find good jobs. We have people with four-year university degrees. Can I get a decent job? And why? Because of this corrupt system, we allowed these criminals to take over the money system. And with the money, folks, they buy everything. Money buys everything. Politicians, media, television, radio, newspapers. So we are in poverty, folks, because of this corrupt system. And the income tax is just a big part of that, to make you even poorer so the banksters and politicians could be richer. So get with Freedom Law School, folks, and you will get 1 year of free Freedom Law education. Go to our website at livefreenow.org, and you're going to get 1 year of free education. Once a month, you're going to get education material that otherwise is not available, most of it on internet. You will get it sent to you at no charge. Livefreenow.org. A package will be first mailed to you, folks, and the rest you're going to get just emailed to you once a month at livefreenow.org. And I invite you, folks, to get multiple educational material to share with your friends, neighbors, and coworkers. Now, why do I say that? Well, folks, 10, 15 years ago, you know, economy was very good. 20 years ago, we had good, prosperous times. Most people did not see a problem to learn and open their minds to see what's going on out there. But now we have a Great Depression that started under criminal George Bush II. And now this, you know, Obama has continued the fraud. The only thing changed with Obama, Mr. Change you can believe in, was a face change. Ron Paul was, you know, kept out of the Republican nomination and presidency, Congressman Ron Paul, because he was real. He was for the people. He could not be bought. And now they're trying to shut down Trump, and it's not working. They're trying to keep Trump, and they want their crooked, lying, murderous Hillary there, folks. Folks, this is the one most wicked, murderous woman in history, folks. Hillary and Bill have killed and literally murdered, and I mean murdered, dozens and dozens of people, folks, in America. Across the world, they're responsible for deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, these criminals. And the major media in this country makes it sound like, oh, she's so much better than Trump. Well, folks, people are not buying the lies anymore. They are realizing that Trump may not be perfect, but better than the criminal Hillary and Bush and Obama, all these criminals that has been running the show, they all are the tools, stooges of the banksters and Wall Street. So Freedom Law School, folks, is about education, answers, and solutions that work for you. That's right, solutions that work. You see, because with education, folks, with knowledge and support, folks, you can make great strides, successes that otherwise you could not have. That's why Freedom Law School courses, folks, come with 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. Why? Because I can give you such a guarantee. Because Freedom Law School material is solid. It's good. It works. Freedom Law School education is material that you want to know about, that you need to know about, folks. That's right. So because of that, the Freedom Law School's first course, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level 1, comes with an unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. Unconditional. And I will extend that 90 days, folks, if you need more time to study this beefy educational course of over 20 hours of education on audio, an hour and a half video, and over 200 pages of paperwork, folks. Okay. I will, you know, all that comes with a strong money back guarantee because it works. So every one of you should have had this course coming out of high school. Before you become an adult, you need to know what are the law, what are your rights, what can you do, what should you do, or have to stop cop policeman wants to talk to you, or have the IRS write a letter to you, or if the bureaucrat knocks on your door. Folks, these things were not taught to us in a public school system, in the government schools. But you will learn that and a lot more, what to do, how to do, at Freedom Law School. And now, with the Royal and Simple Freedom Hackers programs, you are not alone. You have help. You have assistance. Okay, Freedom Law School has such an incredible history of winning against the IRS. This year, folks, is, you know, we celebrate over 20 years of Freedom Law School, folks. 20-plus years, folks. 1996 is when Freedom Law School was founded, January 1, 1996. They're around for a long time. And the IRS and the U.S. government, they definitely have been wanting to shut down Freedom Law School, and they can't. They've tried, and they backed off every time because Freedom Law School is unique. I'm the only person out there that doesn't tell you, just believe me. I tell you, believe me, but verify it. Believe me, but check it out. Believe me, but read it for yourself. Believe me, but think for yourself. Believe me and read it. It's all English. The law is in English. You speak and read English. Read it. I'll help you do it. And we answer that work. Folks, I'm going to be answering your freedom questions every Tuesday night about any freedom issue, whether it's the IRS, state income tax agency, the police, the bureaucrats of any kind. I'll be happy to answer your question for you free of charge. And then, folks, I'll be talking about the subject of the Commerce Call. Folks, every Commerce Call, I have a subject that I'll be talking about. Well, tonight, folks, I'm going to go a little bit away from the income tax issue, although it's one important issue, but it's not the only one, folks. I'm going to talk about the Orlando shooting, folks. It's a subject that's on our minds out there, and you hear a lot about this, and you're wondering what's going on out there, as there's a lot of stuff. The truth is right under your noses about what really did or did not happen there. But you will know about it unless and until somebody pointed it out to you. And I'm going to do that tonight. So let's go to our callers to see if anybody has any questions. I can help you with your freedom questions and concerns. I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. So if you have a caller from here, we have a call from area code 951, California, Inland Empire, Riverside area. If you have a question, my friend, go ahead. Announce your first name and then your question, please. Okay. No question from the caller from area code 951. Let's go to the caller from area code 678. Do you have a question? The caller from area code 678.
Hi, this is Mishnik. I don't have a question at this time.
Very good. Thank you for being on the call. Let's go to the caller from area code 941. Do you have a question to call from area code 941?
Yes, I do, Pamon. Would you care to comment on the motions in Lemonade that put restrictions on Grant's defense?
Sure, I'll be happy to do that, my friend. What is your name?
John.
Don from what state are you calling from?
From Florida.
Florida. Very good, my friend. Richard Grant, folks, the gentleman, one of Freedom Law School students who was criminally charged with tax evasion, first one that we ever had, one of our students charged with tax evasion by the IRS. And rather than going with the legal defense fund lawyer that Freedom Law School wanted, he got his own lawyer and did his own plan with a lawyer. I try to be involved in the case as much as I could to assist, but I was not able to do so. And at the trial, at the minimal involvement in trying to help, make the outcome be better, because the attorney was in charge and his mind was, a little bit different what he wanted to do things than I wanted, more than a little bit, I should say. But the attorney and Grant got convicted. But one of the things that the attorney did do right is that he had a psychologist evaluate Mr. Grant. And this professional psychologist prepared a written report that for the court about his opinion about Mr. Grant and his mindset and his beliefs. And the psychologist's opinion was, professional opinion, this man has been testifying in many, many court cases, a known expert, a well-respected expert. He said that his opinion is that Mr. Grant truly believes that there is no law requiring him to file and pay the federal income tax. Well, the psychologist report was provided to the court to be given to the jury amongst all the other evidence that the jury was to receive and evaluate to render a proper decision on Richard Grant's guilt or innocence. However, the court did not let the jury see the particular part of the report that, the psychologist gave opinion that Grant truly believes that there is no law requiring Mr. Grant to file and pay the federal income tax. Well, that is a violation of the law, because that is a piece of information that could have steered the minds of the jurors to be different. After all, the psychologist is a professional on the science of mind. So if he has an opinion that Mr. Grant really believes what he says he believes about the income tax, the jury may be persuaded by that. There was a case similar to this in about the year 2005, I believe it was, when Mr. Irwin Schiff, the great patriot tax honesty hero, he was put in on trial in Las Vegas, Nevada, for tax, so-called tax crimes, this political tax crimes. But one of his defendants, Mr. Cohan, you know, he had also a psychological report done by a psychologist. And the psychologist report was also, his report, the part that said that Mr. Cohan believed that he was not required to file and pay income tax, that part was also kept from the jury. And Mr. Cohan was convicted. And the Ninth Circuit Federal Court Appeal reversed that conviction of Mr. Cohan. So the appeal of this case will be going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, and the Ninth Circuit should reverse it, because that is their own standard that they themselves set about 10 years ago. So that is the error that the judge made that should get this case reversed anyhow. Okay, Don, anything else?
No, there were a lot of items that the judge limited Mr. Grant from presenting his defense. I mean, it was like three pages of different items that she refused to let him put forward in his defense in front of the jury. I didn't want to ask you directly about whether you thought that they were proper motions in limine, but they were all. She ruled in favor of the prosecution on everything, on all motions. And
well, let me ask this, Don. First of all, I wasn't there much of the trial, especially those early stages, because as a witness, because I did testify at the case, I could not be present. And I don't know, how do you know? I mean, if you know this information, tell me, but there were not a lot of people there. You're from Florida, Don. Were you there?
No.
And where was your source of information about this list of motions and limines that were kept out from the jury? I mean, I'm happy to, if you could enlighten me some more.
She had a ruling in October, and she had one in May. And the May was the motions and limine, and the other one was just general motions. Where she ruled against Grant and every one of his motions, and she ruled in favor of the prosecution and every one of their motions. But
well, how do you know all that? Were you
there?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, how do you know all this stuff, my friend? I mean,
well,
I didn't
there.
Know
it's
about
on the internet.
These
things. It's on the internet. I'll email it to you if you want. So.
Would you please? I'll be happy to look at those, my friend. Because again, the attorney in the case did not let me know about these things, and I would like to know them. I really do. So I would appreciate any of this information that you have. If you could get them to Freedom Law School, I would certainly would like to take a closer look at them.
Okay, I will email them to you tomorrow.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that, my friend.
Okay, God bless you. Go to office.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for calling in and letting me know about that. You know, I've been so
my
busy.
My pleasure.
You know, folks, let me tell you something. I'm always love it when other people call me and educate me. because I don't know everything. I really don't. I mean, I educate myself by looking stuff online. But when other people like Don have useful, good, solid information, I welcome it because that's how I get to be better. And I invite you to always seek this information and get better also. So I'll look forward to the material you're going to send to me, Don, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now let's go to a caller we have from area code 805. Caller from 805 in California. If you have a question, please give me your first name and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. It's Mark from Simi Valley.
Mark with a K or a C. Okay, very good.
I've got a question about this Richard Grant case. Do you know if there was an IRS operations manager from Fresno involved? I'm trying to find the first name for an M. De La Cruz, and I just wondered if that name came up in the IRS part of this.
As far as I know, no. All I know, there was a special agent which involved, which always is. Remember, Mr. Grant lived in Oakland, in San Francisco, San Jose area. So Fresno is about, 3.5 hours, southeast of that, three and a half hours. So, could be, but I doubt it.
Okay, I know just Fresno is the region where people mail their tax returns. So, I was just trying to get the first name for the operations manager there in Fresno. And I don't know, I'm suspecting that maybe Richard Grant probably got some mail from the Fresno office before his case.
I don't know. They don't do that. Once you're criminally charged, they have to put all civil cases, things on hold, Mark. Everything stops. No more audits for that person. More audits, no more assessments. Why? Because the fact that anything the person says in that other audit or assessment or something could be used against the person in that person's criminal tax case. So that's why, they don't come after you otherwise. They're after you criminally. You have a tax court case, collection due process hearing case. All the, summons case, they put them all on hold.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're most welcome, my friend. All right, let's go now to area code 248 to our next caller. Eric, call from area code 248. If you have a question, please give me your first name and your state and your question next.
Hey, Payman, this is Missy calling from Michigan.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your first name, please?
Missy.
Missy, yes. Hello, Missy.
Yeah, hello. I have three questions about the trial. My first question is, how could he be convicted of a law that does not exist? And did they ask for the law to be presented in the trial?
Well, that's a very good question. How can Mr. Grant have been convicted of violating a law that does not exist? It's very simple. The law to file and pay income tax is made up by the judges by simply declaring that such a law exists. You see, in America, the law is supposed to be made by the people through our representatives in the legislative branch of the government. However, that is the theory of government. In practice, the way the law is actually made is when the executive branch lawyer goes before the group of judges in the Court of Appeal or the Supreme Court and convinces the court that the law ought to be read this way or considered to be this way or find the law to be the case. Otherwise, havoc will break out. Chaos will break out. The system of government would not work. Criminal, murderers, terrorists, foreign invading countries will come and destroy America, our rights, our families, and our liberties. So
you have
to read the law my way. So the judges made up the law, and the judge in this case simply said the law, I'll tell the law of the jury that the average person is required to file income tax.
I don't remember which trial it was in the movie Freedom to Fascism, but I remember the jury's reaction of saying that law could not be produced. And it seems like a slam dunk strategy to just say, let's see the law. So I'm trying to understand why that strategy was not enacted.
Well, like I said, the way the defense attorney handled this case is not the way I would do it either. I was not the one running the show.
So that kind of leads into my second question, which is, does this outcome change your strategy in any way?
No, because my strategy has always been the same. The problem is that if the people want to, you know, do it their own way, I cannot stop them. I cannot
stop
the person from wanting to do it their own way. I mean, Mr. Grant, if he wants to, rather than work in Freedom Law School and our Freedom Law School lawyer that was going to get, have his own lawyer do that. That was his own choice.
So as far as you know, they did not use this as a strategy in the defense?
Use what as a defense?
That there is no law and to request that the law be shown?
You cannot go to court and request the law be shown. You're not the judge says you're not here to ask the law to be shown to you. You can have talk about your beliefs, but the law, we're not here in the business of just showing you laws. You're supposed to know the law, and the law will be given to the jury. We're not here to talk about that.
Okay.
I know it sounds amazing that, you know, you cannot just simply do that. But that's how controlled these trials are.
Okay. My last question is, what was his sentence?
The sentencing doesn't happen at the time the jury finds him guilty. The sentencing happens later on by the judge. And the date for that is September 28, 2016.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Meanwhile, Mr. Grant is free to be out, and the judge, there's a possibility exists, might even let Mr. Grant be free on while pending appeal, possibly, because I think it's a very good appealable issue. On appeal, the fact that the judge did not let the entire psychologist a report be shown to the jury, I think that's reversible on appeal.
Okay.
Okay. Does that help you, Missy?
Yep, thank you.
You're most welcome. Now let's go to our last caller whose numbers don't show up. You just have a bunch of 1111s to show up as your number, my friend. If you have a question, give me your first name, your state, and then your question, please.
Can you hear me? This is Pete.
Yes, Pete. Where are you calling from, my friend?
Okay, I'm here in Texas, San Antonio.
Very good, my friend.
Okay.
And how may I be
of
assistance to you, Pete?
Yes, I like your program and everything. I found it, and I love it. But my question is, I have an attorney, and we went to mediation and everything. And they offer her so much, and she asks for so much, and she won't tell me how much she asks for. I mean, I know I have a right to know. Excuse me. So what should I do next?
You have an attorney for what issue? What's the problem?
Some 18-wheeler failed to yield, and he T-boned me.
18-wheeler T-boned you?
Yes.
Okay, well, you see, Freedom Law School, my friend, first of all, I'm not an attorney. I'm a self-taught lawyer. I never went to law school. Number one. Number two, what I do is political, spiritual, and legal in combination. So I don't deal with private parties, you know, in accidents or problems. I deal with the government oppression and tyranny type of issues. That's why, you know, taxes, police, the traffic tickets, abuse of your police, abuse of power, things like that. I do deal with those things because those are political. That's the government using its power given by the people through the political system and abusing that power. That's what it's about. So I don't know. You probably want to get, I would look for a good accident lawyer in that situation, my friend.
Okay. Okay, I hear you. But I do have another concern, you know, issue that could be. What about traffic tickets? I had traffic tickets maybe like 18 years ago, and never paid them.
Okay. And well, generally most states, I think on traffic tickets, like after 7 years, they purge their system. 7 years or 10 years, they purge their computer systems because they're so old. And there are so many tickets out there that is just, you know, not, you know, it's just too many of them to you know, do. So this, if you get 18 years ago, I think very, very likely, but not guaranteed. I will double check depending on the state. That's all done.
Okay. And then also, your program here is neat. I plan to, I'm following up on it as far as studying, yes, because I do want to empower myself and I do know my rights. I known this, you know, what you have been doing for since I was 19 years old, but I went down the wrong road, but I still fight back and, you know, I stand, you know. So it's more encouraging listening to you and knowing that you're out there, you know, doing this for the people here.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Pete?
I was on the internet and I was looking up some kind of law pertaining to government, and I seen this Freedom Law School, and I just happened to look into it, and the more I kept on looking, boy, it got my mind, and you know, I'm interested in it. It's pretty awesome.
Very good, very good, my friend.
So, okay. Very other than good. That, I have nothing else. Until further ado.
All right. Likewise, my friend. Likewise. Thank you for calling. We have one more caller now from Eric. Thank you for calling, Pete. We have one more caller just joined us. Thank you, Pete. From area code 661 in California. Like, if you have a question, call from area code 661. Please give me your first name and then your question, please.
Jacob from beautiful downtown California. I just wanted to get a disposition on that IRS trial. What happened?
Well, I talked about it last week in more detail. And essentially what happened is that what the lawyer in the case wanted to do and what I think the case should have been done were not the same. Okay. So things were not done the way I wanted to get done, the way the defense was not done the way it should have been done. So he got convicted, and Richard Grant, rather than getting the lawyer that Freedom Law School could have gotten for him, got his own lawyer, which I had never worked with before. I heard very good things about Mr. Cohan, but I never worked with him before. And the fact that, you know, his lawyer and I were on opposite side of the continent, I'm in Florida, he was in California, didn't make it easier for us to be able to work closely. So I think that's part of it, but the biggest part of it, that just the will wasn't there for Mr. Grant and his lawyer to work as closely with me as I wanted to happen. But if you listen to the conference call that I did last week, I went over this very issue, my friend, in more detail. So on Blog Talk Radio, if you go to listen to the conference call that I did on June 23rd, 2016, I give you more comprehensive analysis of this case there.
Okay. Was that trial anywhere similar to the Tom Cryer trial years ago?
Well, Tom Cryer case was different. Tom Cryer case, you know, he did his case right. Him and his attorney, Larry Beecraft, did things correctly. That's why Tom Cryer won. This case could get still reversed on appeal, but Tom Cryer won at the trial level. He did not have to go on appeal to get his case, you know, reversed.
Okay, thank you much.
Okay, and I'll tell you something, just for your information, the case that I think will get this conviction reversed is a case of United States versus Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. And this is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, decided December 26, 2007. And let's see, I don't have the citation for that right now on Find Law. And I'm going to read from the court case itself. It says, Cohen argues that his conviction must be overturned because the district court wrongfully excluded the expert testimony of his psychiatrist who would have offered evidence of Cohen's mental state. We agree, and we reversed Cohen's conviction, vacate his sentence, and remand for a new trial. So, based upon this, the conviction of Mr. Grant should be reversed on appeal. And yeah, he should be offered a new trial. And a new trial, hopefully he'll do a better job. Hopefully he'll work closely with Freedom Law School.
Okay.
Any other questions, Jacob?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for your questions, folks. These conference calls, folks, is a way of educating you as well as telling you about the news, what's going on out there, folks. There's America, folks, is a nation founded upon freedom. The founding fathers picked up their guns and fought the army of the lawful government of the time, the British king, whose government has become illegal by violating the people's rights. Folks, if the government violates its duty to protect people and instead violates people's rights, folks, that is no longer a government that can stand. And people have a right to overturn such government and institute new governments. And that is what the Founding Fathers clearly stated in the Declaration of Independence. And so, right now, there is a big movement to try to take Americans' guns away. You all heard about the Orlando shooting that happened supposedly about 2 weeks ago. Okay? Now, have you seen any dead bodies, folks, of the 49 people that supposedly died at the Orlando nightclub, Pulse nightclub? I haven't. Have you seen any body bags of dead people and body bags being taken out of the Pulse nightclub? I haven't. Have you seen any injured people, folks? If 49 people were killed, you know, dozens of other people must have been seriously injured, right? The killer just doesn't kill 49 people clean and everybody else just walks out. There must be dozens of other people with serious injuries, right? Walking out of the club or being carried out of the club on stretchers, ambulance stretchers. Did you see any of those? I didn't. No dead bodies. Okay. Nobody on stretchers. Did you see any rivers of blood? Any blood like pouring out? No. No blood either. Now, there's some footage you can see on internet, folks, that absolutely proves this was all a staged hoax. And I believe the reason for it is so they can get people in the fear of guns and take our guns away. Now, I'll tell you how you find that out. I'm going to tell you what this video shows, and then I can tell you where to get the video. Okay? There is some footage available. And let me tell you, the good thing, the reason why we know we can, you can all on your own home verify this lie is because of Google Earth. You know, Google goes and takes pictures of every street across America and much of the world and can tell you exactly your address, shows your house from the sky, from the street view. Every, you know, 10, 20 feet, the Google car goes, takes a new picture. They have the whole United States mapped out. There's footage shown on national TV and all the mainstream media, CNN, ABC, Fox, MSNBC, and all these guys, right? And they show people that are supposedly injured from the Pulse nightclub shooting going past the camera. You know, two or four people, you know, five people carrying several injured people. You know, as they're talking about this stuff on TV. Well, there's only one problem with the footage that you see on there. The problem is that you'll see that the so-called injured people are being taken toward the Pulse Club from some other location. Well, that doesn't make sense. If someone's hurt at Pulse Nightclub, the injured will be taken away from Pulse Nightclub, away from the nightclub. Why are these supposedly injured people being taken toward Pulse Nightclub, the scene of the crime and danger? Does that make any sense? The only place that somebody was shot and hurt was at the Pulse Nightclub. Why are they taking people, injured people, from another location? Does that make sense? Nobody was hurt anyplace else except Pulse Nightclub. So the right there, that shows you that's a fake stage thing. And number two, again, if someone is being taken away from the injury, you would take him away from the scene of the crime, from the gunman, from the attacker that could hurt you again. You wouldn't take him toward the scene of the crime. And it's exactly on these videos that's what they have been doing. And so that's one proof right there. Now, and then when you know that, folks, because you see on there, you the passing mud is Dunkin' Donuts, and it's an MRI location on the street, this MRI facility. Said you, yeah, but you could tell that's the pass in this MRI location and Dunkin' Donuts. And you go on Pulse Nightclub on Google Maps, Google Earth, find where the Pulse Nightclub is, and you see that Dunkin' Donuts and that MRI of Orlando it is, and you will see for yourself, oh yeah, they are taking the so-called injured people toward the Pulse Nightclub. Nobody got hurt anyplace else, so they should be taking people away from the Pulse Nightclub, not toward it. In addition, there's going to be one more, another proof, not that it's necessary, another proof, folks, that this thing is hoax and staged. And the other one, you'll see that they were carrying these guys, and these guys that are being carried, you see no bullets or blood front or back of them. You don't see any, these guys don't look hurt. Why are these people carrying somebody that's not been hurt, shot in the front or back? But then you see one guy with red shoes being carried by two guys. And this guy with the red shoe had a look like maybe some injury on his right thigh, maybe. Some blood on his right thigh, looks like, maybe. But they have to carry him off the camera, the guy down. The guy with the red shoe stands up on his own, he even gently pushes away one of the guys that carried him. Yes. If the guy was hurt, you know, if he, you know, he could not be standing on his own feet. How come he's able to stand on his own feet? Because he wasn't really injured. But let me tell you this. This particular scene only shows up in one of the TV networks showing of what happened. The one shown by Fox News. Because all the other footage, but the other networks, they always cut the scene earlier before you can see the man with the red shoe standing on his own 2 feet. They cut him off early. But the one with the man with the red shoes on Fox, they show him standing on his own 2 feet. So, here, you ready? I'm going to give you the keywords to put in. Go to YouTube, okay? First of all, all you got to do about it to find stuff like this. Go to YouTube and type in Orlando shooting hoax fake. You know, a bunch of video stuff on this will come up. They use actors, folks. You can look up. You see several of these people that were there. They were crying, or witnesses, people there. They're all actors. That's right. Even Mr. Martin, the killer, was an actor. Is that a coincidence? Then the guy that supposedly killed everybody, and many of the witnesses that were crying, the guy was a witness, or his son died, they're all actors or actresses or wannabe actor or actresses. They're not, you know, of all different stuff. Well, because they use actors, actresses to fake the stuff, folks. Because if you have so many people killed, they're going to ask a lot of questions. So rather than having people be killed and ask a lot of questions, we just stage a fake shooting. Okay, it costs a few million, but oh well. Everybody thinks it's all real. So here's what you do. You go on YouTube, type in 100% proof Orlando shooting was a staged hoax. And the one will come up, this you'll see that comes up, that shows that these supposed hurt people were being taken toward the nightclub. So you'll see that the cameraman was behind the fences of Radio Shack, you know, waiting for people to pass by to take this shot, which is ridiculous. Why would a cameraman be behind the fences? The cameraman could be just on the middle of the street or sidewalk looking around. Why would he go behind fences, wait for someone to pass by? Because it was all staged. The other one you can go find online is, type it on YouTube, Orlando shooting crisis actors exposed, guy in red shoes not injured. Type that in, Orlando shooting crisis, guy in red shoes. It will come up. And you will see that Fox News, where they're talking to his so-called terrorism expert, and they're showing you this clip of the so-called attack that's a fake. And you'll see it's the guy supposedly hurt, he's being carried, then he stands on his own feet just fine and pushes the other guy away. Folks, it's so funny because they think we're a bunch of fools. We think we're a bunch of idiots, folks. But let me tell you, the thing is that this news is getting out there. I put it on my Facebook, folks. I put this up on my Facebook account, okay? And I think you want to do it too. Get it out there, folks, these videos. Check out Freedom Law School Facebook posting on my own. I'm going to put them up again and pass it on to other folks. And you know, there's going to be some people who just, they're so emotional, they're going to say, you don't want to even look at them. They won't even look at them because they're so emotional. They won't even look at it. But there's those like you who will look and go, oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is fake. If this part is fake, obviously everything else got to be fake too. And folks, this is how I get the word out there. Right now with social media, with Facebook, emailing your friends, you know, Twitter, Instagram, you can get this stuff out there to your friends. And let you, you give your links to the, your friends. They're going to say, oh, wow, what's going on? You know, right now, this website that I was giving you, one of them in a few days got over 750,000 views. This stuff is going viral, folks, almost a million views about the Karen of victims back toward toward the Pulse nightclub. And you can go on Google or see the nightclub, the street, and you see, oh, yeah. They're, you know, they're taking them toward the nightclub. You can see a street view for yourself. So remember, I'm going to say it again. Go to YouTube, type in 100% proof, Orlando shooting stage hoax. That's the first one. Second one, Orlando shooting exposed guy in red shoes. It'll come up. You'll see it. The Fox one. So folks, go and make a difference out there like you want to. Have fun discovering the truth, telling the truth, and sharing the truth. And Freedom Law School will be next week also, giving you more education about what's going on with America, law, and your rights. They want to take your guns away, all this excuse, it won't happen. Now, as long as we can see and smell the rat and expose it. So thank you for listening, folks, and I look forward to being with you back again. Have a great Independence Day, 4th of July. Tell everybody it's not about, you know, all the lights and all the fireworks. It's about freedom. It's about independence. It's about our rights and away, staying away from tyranny. Thank you. I'll be with you again next Tuesday night.